Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, saints. Yes, he is near to the brokenhearted and those with a contrite spirit. Praise the Lord, you have tuned in to Labors for Christ, Spiritual Growth and Development. We're so glad you've joined us this evening. In the first hour, we will spend in prayer and praise on behalf of the local church and the community and the kingdom of our Savior. And then at the second hour, we will have a series continued, started by a pastor out of state of Florida, that's by way of Chicago, Pastor Antoine Harrington. Last week, he spoke on isolation, his cruel and unusual punishment, and he started the series on Let's Do Life Together. His theme of building an effective church community has unfolded as he brings forth the truth from the first church in the book of Acts and makes it relevant for the 21st century church. We are excited about today's topic, deeper connections, deeper connections. We will, however, continue in our worship time, prayer, and song, and scripture as it is being led by the physical location at 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago, Illinois, on the upper level. You have time to come on out and join and link with us in prayer and praise and worship as we receive the healing, the strength, the renewal, and the refreshment of being ever in his presence. We are here, O Lord, waiting on you. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
If all lines can be open and we can just prepare in prayer as we receive opening prayer from Evangelist Kelly Kennedy.
Yourself in judgment. Lord, you said you would condemn. God, you said if you contend with those things that contend with us, and that you would fight against those things that fight against us, God. So we ask that you would arise, O Lord, and let our enemies be scattered, and those that rise before us might flee before thee, God. God, we pray for our nation, God. We pray for our churches, for our neighborhoods, God, for our mayors, for our ombudsman, God, for our ward representatives, God. God, you said that when we don't know how to pray, that we pray that your kingdom come, that your will would be done on earth in their lives as it is in heaven, God. And God, we thank you for that. Lord, we exalt your name, God. God, we give homage to you. God, we blow kisses to you for who you are and for what you represent in our life. God, if you never did another thing, God, we can never thank you and praise you enough, God. God, we thank you for mercy and for grace, God. We thank you for favor, God. Thank you, God, as the Holy Spirit, as it says in the latter part of Romans, is making moanings and groanings that our mind is not even able to contain, God. So we thank you for that on today, God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our sound mind with the activity of all of our limbs, God. God, we thank you that we did not get that phone call last night that got someone in someone's family, God, did not wake up this morning, God, or something tragic may have happened, God. God, we pray for those families right now. God, we send your word, God, for those families that I believe was in Alabama that had the flood, God. the 9 family members, God. God, we pray for them as they go through their grieving process, God. God, we pray, God, for the individuals in Chicago, God, those that may have gotten shot and killed, God. There's a teenager, God, that his funeral was on Saturday, Lord. God, we ask that you would be with their family, God, that you would watch over them, that you would guide them through their grieving process, Lord. God, if they don't know you by the free pardoning of their sins and the resurrection of your suffering, God, God, we send your word right now, God. And we loose the conviction power of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of repentance and deliverance upon their lives, that they might cry out one day soon, what must they do to be saved? And God, we thank you, God. Holy Ghost, Lord, we praise you. Father, Lord, we exalt your name, God. God, we pray for leaders in the body of Christ, God. God, we pray for unity, God, a unified force, God. God, you said the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent take it back by force, God. So, God, we work to take back by force everything that Satan thought that he had stolen from us, God. And, Lord, we worship you, Lord. God, we exalt you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for who you are and for what you represent, God. God, as we cry out for unity in the body of Christ, Lord, we pray that your kingdom come, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. God, we worship you, God. God, we pray, God, also, God, for those who battle suicide and battle depression, God. God, we bind the spirit of premature death, that it will not take them out of here before the predestined time, God. God, we ask that you would give them the mind of Christ, God. We lose godliness and holiness and righteousness, Jehovah Gabor, God, the spirit of John the Baptist. God, we bind the spirit of suicide and the spirit that attaches itself to the spirit of suicide, God, that is coming against our nation, God. Race, creed, age, culture has no difference, God. And God, we speak that they shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness and the mercies of Jesus Christ, Lord. God, we cry out for our male seed, God. We call them forth from the four corners of the earth to the church to hear a word from God, Lord. God, we call them out of the drug houses and the trap houses, God. We call them from behind prison walls, Lord. God, we call them from the street corners, God. God, we ask that you would release laborers in the harvest to take up the hedge on behalf of their souls, God. God, we ask that you would be glorified, Lord, for that one that didn't have a praying mother or a praying church mother, God. God, we stand in the gap and we stand on the wall on behalf of their souls, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we pray for every youth pastor, God, every praise and worship leader, God, every minstrel, God, those people that are impressionable, God, with our youth in this nation, in the church, in the body of Christ, God. God, we ask that you would be with them and that you would fill them, God, that they would not become weary in well-doing, God, but let them know that they'll reap what they sow if they faint not, Lord. God, we ask that you would give them strength for the journey and endurance to run the race, God, that you would order their steps and direct their path, that you would make every crooked path straight and every rough edge smooth. And, God, we thank you, Lord. God, we worship you, God. God, we exalt your name. Lord, you said in your word that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us, God. And, God, so we thank you, God, as we seek you and we search you out, God. We ask that you would empty us out and, God, fill us with more of you, God. Give us insight into your word, God, spiritual alertness, God, that we will not become lax or complacent, God, but God, that we will continue to seek you and to search you like never before. And Lord, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for those leaders, God, those apostles, pastors, and teachers, God, that are given full meals, God, that are given the full course meals, God. They're not candy coating it, God. They're not choking their members on it, God, but they're giving their church what thus saith the Spirit of the Lord to the church in this season, God. God, we thank you for them, God. We ask that you would encourage them, that you would minister to them in their time of quietness with you, God, that you would watch over and perfect those things that concerneth them, concerneth you, God, that you would manifest yourself and quicken your word to perform it concerning them, concerning you, God, that you would give them a Holy Ghost boldness and a revival deep down in their soul, God, that no man, woman, boy, or girl, God, under the sound of their voice, blood will be required on their hand on Judgment Day. But, Father, that you might be glorified, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, Lord. God, we exalt you, Lord. We thank you that we can enter your gates with thanksgiving and we can enter your courts with praise, God. God, we ask that you, Lord, would continue to speak to us and continue to speak through us, God, and continue to purge us and continue to break us, God, and continue to fill us, God, with that new wine, God. And then we thank you for the new wineskin, because you can't put new wine in an old wineskin, God. So, God, we thank you for what you're doing within us, God. God, that we can be able to stand before you, God, and worship your name without ill feelings, without ill thoughts, God, with the ability to be transparent, God, knowing that you know the intent of a man's heart, God. And God, we thank you for that on today, God. God, we thank you for ordering our steps and directing our path, God. God, we thank you for those that you have us connected with in the Spirit, Lord. That, God, that you might be glorified. Lord, you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, repent of their sins, and pray, God, then will you hear a voice from heaven and you will heal our land. God, our land definitely needs healing on today, God. God has let us, allow us and let us, God, to work in the vineyard while it is yet day, God. Allow us to do, God, what you would have us to do, God. We ask that you would stir up our Issachar anointing, God, our ability to discern times and seasons, God. And Father, that we might be able to hear clearly from you, Lord. And Father, Lord, we worship you. Holy Ghost, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we exalt your name, God, that name above all other names. God. Now, Lord, unto him who is able to keep us from falling and consider us faultless before men, our Most High God, be our dominion, our glory, and our power. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We just bless your holy and your divine name, oh God. For truly you are worthy of the praise, oh Lord God. God, you are worthy. You are the Lamb who was slain, oh Lord God. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus, oh Lord God, and the finished work of the cross, oh Lord God. We thank you for the redemptive power, oh Lord God, that now worketh even in the earth, oh Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. We come on tonight, oh Lord God, repenting of any and all sin, oh Lord God, sin of thought, oh Lord God, sin of commission, omission, oh Lord God. We come repenting even on tonight, oh Lord God. And we thank you, oh Lord God, that we can receive your forgiveness, oh Lord God. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain favor in the time of need, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, in the mighty matchless name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come on tonight, oh Lord God, just thanking you for your word, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that you said that you sent your word and your word healed, oh Lord God. We thank you for the word that delivers. We thank you for the word that sets free, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for the word, oh Lord God, that keeps us and seals us, oh Lord God. We thank you for that given word on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We look to you, Father, as the author and the finisher of our faith, oh Lord God. And we thank you, God, that he who has begun a good work in us, God, will finish it to the day of redemption, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for completing a thing in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, that we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and that all of our help comes from you and from you alone, oh Lord God. We thank you now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We come on tonight, oh God, submitting our plans unto you, God, because you said if we submit our plans to you, our plans will succeed, oh God. So we lay, oh God, everything at your feet, oh Lord God, upcoming events, oh Lord God, things that we desire to do for the kingdom, oh Lord God. We lay those things before you even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for revelation knowledge, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Your word says that the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, oh God. God. So we pray now, God, that you will begin to order our steps, oh Lord God. Show us, oh Lord God, where we need to go, God, in order to bring completion, oh God. God, we give you full reign and free course, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're not just the Lord God, our Savior. You're the Lord God of the Lord of Lords, oh Lord God. And we thank you, oh Lord God. We come, God, yielding every situation, every circumstance, God, to you and you alone, God. We surrender. We surrender all, oh God. We surrender all, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we give everything over to you, oh God. Our life is in your hands, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we surrender and we surrender all, oh Father. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we come on today, God, agreeing in prayer, oh God, for the city of Chicago, God, and the things that are happening, God. We're not so naive as to not understand that everything that is happening, oh Lord God, you already know about it, oh Lord God. And we thank you, oh Lord God. God, there is a thing in the earth, oh Lord God, where you're ushering us, oh God, to a place of seeking your face, oh Lord God. And these things are being done, oh Lord God, to bring up people, to draw up people, God, even unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. But we lift up those mothers, we lift up those grandmothers, oh God, those little ones, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that they will begin to press in and press into your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing, oh Lord God, that whatever you do in this world, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we lift up those, oh God, who are in political arenas, our governor, oh Lord God, our mayor, oh Lord God, the president of the United States, oh Lord God, we lift these people up before you even now, God, as you even now prepare, oh God, for us to take the political mountain back, oh God, for the kingdom, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that even now, hallelujah, a man, a woman, and a child is being raised up, oh Lord God, to take that throne and take that seat, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you for the seven mountains of influence, oh Lord God, and we come against every demonic spirit, the Hittites, oh Lord God, the Jebusites, oh Lord God, every demonic thing, oh God, that has been released and unleashed, oh God, to these kingdoms, oh Lord God, we come against it now. In the name of Jesus, God, we say, let God arise, and the enemy be scattered, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We lift up even now, oh Lord God, our children, oh Lord God, over this summer, oh Lord God. We thank you for blood covering, oh Lord God. When the enemy tries to, oh Lord God, highlight, when the enemy tries, oh Lord God, to even embellish, oh God, what's going on in the earth, oh Lord God, we know that you have full control. The enemy is embellishing. The enemy is highlighting some things, oh God, to make you look like you're not God. But we're not fooled by his tactics, oh Lord God. We know that you're still on the throne, God, and we know that Jesus is still at your right hand making intercession, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We're not moved by what we see, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're only moved by your word, oh Lord God. And the word of God says that we are above and not beneath. The word of God says that we are lenders and not borrowers. The word of God says, oh God, so we stand on Deuteronomy 28 chapter, oh Lord God. We stand on the blessings, oh Lord God, and we keep our eyes focused on you, God, because in that same chapter, oh Lord God, you said, and if we don't, these curses will come upon you, God. So we've got our eyes fixed on you, oh Lord God, that those curses will not come unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we yield, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Father God, for turning the hearts of fathers back to the sons. We thank you, oh Lord God, for putting mothers in a position to call on your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. Oh, we're not succumbed to the tactics of the enemy, oh Lord God. We can see your hand in everything, oh Lord God. And we thank you even the more, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you are a healer, oh Lord God. And we lift up those, oh God, who are going through challenges in their body, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for being a healer, oh Lord God, for healing bodies, oh Lord God. Not just bodies, but healing minds, oh Lord God. Bringing our thoughts captive, oh Lord God, to the obedience of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Putting down strongholds, oh God. Even now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you are the all-sufficient one, oh Lord God. You said in our weakness, your strength would be made perfect. Oh God, so we thank you even now, God, that you're being perfected in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Help us to understand, help us to see that it is in your hand, oh God. It's all in your hand, oh God. Everything that happens, oh Lord God, it's all in your hands and it's all in your plans, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we have a submitted life unto you and to you alone, Father. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the teacher on tonight, oh Lord God. We thank you for the one that's going to come and expound on your word, oh Lord God. And our ears are open to hear, oh God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Our hearts are open to receive the revelation knowledge that will be downpoured into us on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we wipe clean, oh Lord God, a slate that you may come in, oh Lord God, and make your abode in us, oh Lord God. You said if we abide in you, you would abide in us, oh Lord God. So we make preparations for your abiding, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We clear our space for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We remove clutter from our hearts, oh Lord God, that you will be able to find residency in us, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So come in, oh Holy Spirit, and make your abode in us. Find a place of rest in us now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you. We praise you, God. We lift up your name, oh, Holy Father. You are the great I am that I am, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, Lord God. We thank you, oh, Lord God, that you said that you would give us all sufficiency in all things, that we may abound into every good work, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the anointing of abounding, oh, God. Ah, the anointing of abounding, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We won't be satisfied in the same place we're in, oh Lord God, but we're moving upward and we're moving onward in you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, come in. Have your way in us. Yielded vessels, God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Ha, he shall be able to say, yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh Lord God. We take down our thoughts, that our thoughts will become your thoughts, God. We take down our ways, that our ways will become your ways. Yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, I hear something. Yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Our thoughts will become your thoughts, and our ways will become your ways, as we are yielded vessels, oh, oh God, yielded vessels, oh God, yielded vessels, oh God, our thoughts will become your thoughts, and our ways will become your ways, as we are yielded vessels, oh, oh God, yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Our thoughts will become your thoughts, and our ways will become your ways, as we are yielded, yielded vessels, oh. Oh God, have your way in us as your vessels. Have your way in us as your vessels. Yielded soul. almost changed. Woo! Thank you, God. Oh, God. My study had almost changed. Yield it, oh, Lord God. Yield it to you, oh, Father God. We surrender. We give you the right way, oh God, as we're yielded to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Yielded. Yielded, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yielded, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you begin to wipe clean and wipe our thoughts, oh Lord God, eradicate our thoughts, oh God, that our thoughts will become your thoughts and our ways will become your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as we talk about on tonight, being vessels, oh Lord God, doing life together, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as you begin to strip us as church usual, oh Lord God, begin to strip the mindset, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the things that we allowed to offend us in the body of Christ, oh Lord God, and the things that we allowed, oh Lord God, to get in the way, oh Lord God, of our doing ministry with one another, oh Lord God, strip us, oh God. And apply the new revelation knowledge, oh Lord God, of what a yielded vessel. Oh God, what a yielded vessel. Oh God. What a yielded vessel will look like. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. Ha, yes, yes. Yielded vessels, oh God. Yielded vessels, oh God. Our thoughts will become your thoughts, and our ways will become your ways. As we are yielded vessels, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah, Jesus, God, we glorify you every time.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. Hopeful, not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. Crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. So give me you. Give me you. Come on, say, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
Yeah.
God.
Yes. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For our God is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And his loving kindness is everlasting. And his faithfulness to all generations. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we praise you from our hearts, from melodies of worship and adoration unto you, our God who sits in heaven and has been the author and the finisher of our faith, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we worship you and we thank you, Father God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and we enter into the courts with praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh Father, we worship you. Oh, God, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. God, we call it a privilege. Thank you for the invitation and this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to enter into your courts with praise, Father God. Oh, God, we pray that your presence would just reign in this place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for your majesty and power, Father God, for your splendor, God, in the name of Jesus, to just adorn us and dwell and reign in this place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your delivering power, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we glorify you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Oh, let praise resound from our mouths and from our hearts, from our bellies, Father God. Let it warp up within us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let us be overflowing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, with that which you have put and planted into us just to be released out in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Father God, and we glorify you, Father God. Thank you for breath and strength and might, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that yet the hand of the enemy does not rest upon us, Father God, but you have spoken to us and you predestined us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, God. We love you and we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, let your praise resound, Father God, in this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for an atmosphere of healing and restoration and deliverance and wholeness, Father God. God, we thank you for an atmosphere of forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you didn't leave us wallowing in our own blood, but you saw us and you picked us up and you cleaned us off, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of your son, Jesus, Father God, that washes us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus, and we honor you, we glorify you, Father God, and we worship you, God. Holy is your name, Father God. Righteous are you. Loving are you. Faithful are you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let everything that is in breath, let every part of our being, God, praise and worship you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, let our praise flow from us, Father God, that will lead us in our future situation, declaring victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you and we honor you, Father God. Hallelujah to are worthy. Oh, God, you are worthy. Mighty are you, oh, Lord God. Mighty are you, Father God. Mighty are the works of your hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we reverence you, Father God. We reverence you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We stand in awe in your presence, Father God, and we glorify you, God. Oh, hallelujah to you, Lord God. Oh, counselor, oh, God, we thank you. Oh, redeemer, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are holy. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for your sovereignty, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you don't have to check with anybody else but that which you said. It is so, and so it is, Father God. And we walk in it. We live in it. It is our confession. It is our belief, not just in the situation, but from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning to the end, God. You are Alpha and Omega. God, thank you that you are He that sustains us through the process. God, in the name of Jesus, that we worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you forgave us. Thank you, Father God, that you chose us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you knew what we would choose to do, and yet you said that we belong to you, Father God, and we glorify you, God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, in the silence, let us hear heaven rejoicing. God, thank you for a new level of worship, Father God, not a worship experience, but a new level of worship in which we live and abide and move in. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, we cast out the spirit of fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we bless you and we praise you, Father God, that we would do that which you have called us to do in the confidence of the blood of your son, Jesus, the anointing, God, that equips us to do that which you have spoken, Father God, that which you have written. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for the worship that is woken up in our bellies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, that we would just release it, God. Thank you that you give us the sound that will release the anointing for this house, God, in the name of Jesus. And we worship you, Savior. Thank you, healer. Thank you, deliverer, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the thought of man. And so we glorify you, Father God, that we have been seen, we have heard. It is not our thought, all that you have kept us from, God, and then all that you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. 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 For generations yet to come, we praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for the generation yet to be conceived, not just born, God, but for the generations whose parents haven't even been conceived yet, Father God, we worship, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for a worship that will transcend some time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And then thank you that you will ordain it, Father God, to do that which you have it to do in the spirit realm, Father God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are elevating us and you are shifting us to a vertical worship, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh, Lord God. We honor you, Father God. Oh, God, we praise you, and we know that there is none like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name, God, your name. Oh, Holy Savior, your name, oh, God, your name is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised, God. Worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised, God. Bless the Lord, oh, our soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord and all my soul, and forget not his benefits, whose pardons us and all our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit, who crowns you with kind, with loving kindness and passion, who satisfies our yearnings with good things so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. Oh, God, we adore you in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, the Lord, oh, our soul. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, you are great. You clothe us with your spirit, splendor, and majesty, covering filled with light as it was a cloak, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your word that we have, Father God, to stand on. and to recite, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release into the atmosphere, Father God, with faith, Father God, and passion and love and belief, Father God, that your word cannot return back void, God. Open our eyes so that we may see that which you accomplished, what you sent it to accomplish, Father God. We thank you for the fulfillment of it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the promise of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we worship you to the fruition of it, Father God, and we glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O risen Savior. Thank you, O King of kings and O Lord of lords, Father God. There is none like you, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. Thank you that you are a deliverer. You are our provider. You are our Savior. You are our friend, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you are a great mediator on our behalf. Thank you, Father God, that you, Father God, are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that there is none like you, O Lord God, and we worship you. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name. And we honor you and praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we release a hallelujah into the atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we praise you and we glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, holy are you, righteous are you, Father God, and we glorify you, God. We glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Speak to your people, O Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, reveal yourself to us, Father God. We sit in your presence and we wait. God, we wait, we wait, we wait, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We sit, God, circumcise our ears that we may hear, Father God. We speak focus and clarity, Father God, over our bodies. We speak stillness, Father God, over our busy spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may receive you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hold hallelujah to your holy name, Lord God. Glory to you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Of all
I don't know how you could love me, why you would give me so much mercy, how you would suffer and die for me way back on Calvary. But I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you.
Thank you, Father. You are holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We do just want to offer this hour of prayer for those who may be in our Blog Talk listening audience. If you would like to join us in prayer, the lines are open. We just ask you to take your phone off mute. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
the Lord
to
is
name.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thine art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen and amen. And we open the floor.
Amen.
Facilitator for this evening, Pastor Antoine Harrington.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Father, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for the grace that it brings. Father, we thank you for the mercy that accompanies it. Father, we thank you for your word and that your word is true. Father, we pray now for revelation and knowledge to be unfolded. Father, we thank you, God, that our ears and our eyes are attentive to hear and see your word. And Father, we pray that it will come forth with clarity and accuracy. Thank you that your word says that if any man minister, let him minister as the Spirit of God. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Christ. Father, we pray now for your word to come forth, that your spirit would lead, and that we will be open and receptive to hear all that you would speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I am excited to be back, despite the distance, with you all one more week. I am definitely excited about being able to share with my home church. I am roughly about 2,000 miles away, so it is good to have this level of fellowship, despite distance. I am hoping that this message or these messages have been connecting for you, that they are speaking to your spirit, man, as we look at the world and we understand that God has ordained and designed that we are the ones that will impact the world. The world can't change in and of itself. It will take people like us, the community of believers, that will go forth, become the light, become the example, be the shining light in the midst of darkness, and change will be effected. I want every one of us to know that we are world changers.
Yes,
and sometimes we have to begin to speak that thing prophetically to ourselves.
Yes.
And so I'm asking about just open your mouth. I am a world changer.
Yes.
I am a world changer.
Yes.
Come on, I need us to speak it with as if it were faith-filled words. I am a world changer.
I am a world
changer. World changer.
I am a world changer. I affect change everywhere I go, be it in my home, be it in my job, be it in my stop in the restaurant, be it in my stop in the gas station. Wherever I go, I am a world changer. God has anointed and ordained us that he said, wherever your feet shall trot, you possess it for the kingdom. We are world changers. So it doesn't matter who sits in the White House, who sits in Parliament, who sits in whatever the seat they're in. Now, we pray that God will send righteous seed to fill those seats. But despite that, because we exist, the world changes.
Yes.
And so many of us, we watch the news and we buy into this world system. But we understand we operate on a different plane, on a different platform, on a different parallel, that the Lord speaks and sends words, prophetic words through his prophets. He said, I will not do anything new except that I reveal it to my servant, the prophet. He didn't say through the news medium, but through my servant, the prophet. And so we pray those prayers, and we talk about the seven mountains of influence. And so the Lord would have us to become those, to have us planted and seated in those places so that we can affect change. I don't even know where this is coming from. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There were several prayers that were prayed tonight, that especially relative to our environment and to our circumstances. And then there was one that just really kept resonating in my spirit, that we are yielded vessels. As we become the yielded vessels, we affect change.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah,
wow.
Jesus.
And so I pray that as this ties into our lesson, as we become more connected, as we become, look, he said that we are fitly joined together. That we are fitly joined together. It's something about when things fitly join together. You can put pieces of a puzzle together, but if they're not fitly together, it's not put together.
Yes.
All the pieces can be on the table, but if they're not perfectly aligned, it's not put together. And many times we're in the place, we're doing things, but we're not fitly aligned. We're not fitly together. And I really hear the Lord say tonight, he is fitly putting us together.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Our gifts accompany each other. They complement each other. Our gifts don't overshadow each other. Our gifts don't outdo each other. But our gifts come to be that we come together, fitly joined together.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And so as we talk tonight about deeper connections, we started this thing out talking about building an effective church community. And if we understood in the first week that the church community is not limited to the building, but the people in the building and our ability to connect and affect others around us. And it was one thing I didn't really dwell on in the first week. And sometimes some of the things that we use to connect together are cell ministries, parachurches, affinity groups, those things. How we come out beyond the four walls of the church and we link up and we connect up, and people begin to see this, and that becomes, as we say, we provoke them to spiritual jealousy, that they want to be apart. No one should want to be isolated. As we talked about last week, being isolation is cruel and unusual punishment. Someone being separated, someone being detached, is not the will or plan of God for our lives. He has called us, again, to be fitly joined together. And so when we look at what it means, we have to become the bridge for some people to come out of isolation. We have to become the conduit to reconnect other people. We reconnect people back to the community, back to the will of God, back to the purpose. And so that's what God is bringing forth. And this week we're going to delve into deeper connections. And so we hear the word connection. And so I'm going to go around the room, even though I'm not physically in the room, so I'll do it virtually. I'm going to go around the room. When you hear connection, what comes to mind? For those
join.
Who are talk,
okay.
Go ahead.
Join together.
Join together. I heard attached as well.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Anyone on Blog Talk? You can take your phone off mute.
Unified.
Amen.
Amen. And so all of those are very key things to connection. And so I'm just going to read the definition. Association, relationship, a circle of friends or associates or a member of such a circle. Association with or development of something observed, imagined, discussed. Connection. And then I wanted to take it even a step further, because we can connect on a lot of things, and oftentimes we have superficial connections. Oh, you like the color blue? I love the color blue. You're wearing green today? Oh, I like green as well. You go to church here? Okay, I go to church there too. And those become superficial connections that we make with people. And oftentimes we will not step beyond those superficial places. We leave it right there. We won't dive into a depth that will cause us to have to experience a level of transparency and vulnerability. That's too much. They don't need to know all my business.
Right.
We like it. I like it just right here. You don't need to know anything else about me. And there are people that we see Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, or whenever we come together, and that's all we know. We know them by name and by face only. And so something ought to well up inside of us. If we are to be fitly joined together, there should be something that's desirous in us that we need to go deeper. And many times we're so hungry in our pursuit to go deeper with the Lord that we forget the people that we go deep with.
Jesus, amen.
I'll never forget one of the first times that I came to Laborers for Christ. And I showed up without my wife. And Apostle Shanette told me, "Where's your family?" I was like, "They're at home." She was like, "Well, you go back home where they are." She was like, "Because there is no way that you can go to the seventh heaven without them." And I, having been a consummate church boy, been in church all of my life, have never been told to go home. And that really resonated with me, that there is a level of connection, even from a family perspective. How can I go without them? And many of us, we're leaving others behind, going to depths, reaching new heights, but we forgot the people that go along with us. And so many times we pray the prayer for household salvation. But if we keep leaving them, how are they going to get saved?
Amen.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to move on from that place. Wow. And so when we think about going to depth, We don't go alone. Even when divers go out, they have all of their gear. But it's rare that you will find one person diving alone. Especially when we're talking about going to the deepest depths in the ocean, and then you have all of these sea creatures in the ocean. You need a spotter. You need someone to go with you. You need someone to make sure that they're watching your back so that nothing creeps up on you and you're overtaken.
Yes.
And that's the deeper we go in the spirit, the warfare becomes just that much stronger because the enemy desires to destroy us.
Yes.
So we got to go together. We got to go together. And so our first example I want to talk about, I want to look at a couple of relationships in the Bible and talk about deeper connections. Because, again, we want to break through that superficial surface. We want to go to a depth. And then not only as we go to the depth, we want to begin to love from the heart and know how to love from the heart.
Yeah.
You ever been in love with somebody with their mind only? There was nothing associated or attached with it? It was a lot of futile words that came across, and it tickled your fancy a little bit. But when you enter into covenant relationship, there is a depth of love that flows out of the heart, that connects with the heart, and you feel that. And that's what the Lord is calling for us as the body of believers. And it's funny, we will turn to our neighbor, we will shake their hand, we'll pat them on the shoulder, we'll look at them, but will we allow ourselves to truly love from a place of depth out of our hearts?
Amen.
So the first relationship I want to look at tonight for us is Jonathan and David. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Jonathan and David.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to look. Amen. I want us to look at 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse. 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 4. And there is great significance to this relationship between Jonathan and David. As we know, Jonathan is the son of Saul, who was the then seated king. David was a young man who was the little shepherd boy who went out and the large giant Philistine, and the Lord anointed him to become king. And all these things have been set in motion, but yet there's a level of conflict that's coming about because Saul, who is now the seated king, realizes and sees the hand of God on this young man's life, and there senses something in his spirit. This young man is here to take my place. But yet in the midst of all of this, there was a relationship that was grown, that was an attachment that drew between Jonathan, the son of the king, and David, the soon king. So let's look at it. 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 4. And I'm actually reading from the Message Bible. And it reads, "By the time David had finished reporting to Saul, Jonathan was deeply impressed with David. An immediate bond was forged between them. He became totally committed to David. From that point on, he would be David's number one advocate and friend. Saul refused to enter his own household that day, no more to return to the home of his father. Jonathan, out of his deep love for David, made a covenant with him. He formalized it with solemn gifts. He owned his own royal robe and weapons, armor, sword, bow, and belt." So let's look at something. There are parallel worlds that are colliding here, first and foremost. You have a shepherd boy and the son of the king becoming the greatest of friends. Many times we miss people in relationship, one, because we are not aware of who's around us. Number one, there's a couple of essentials I want us to record tonight. Number one being, be aware. The Lord will send people in our lives on assignment to become coupled in relationship with us, to go to that depth of connection with us. And many times, because they don't look like us, talk like us, walk like us, smell like us, act like us, we discount them and we miss relationships as a result of our own personal prejudices. Or as Pastor Marlette said last week, our preferences. Sometimes we miss the greatest people God puts in our life because we have an unconscious filter about the kind of people we really want to connect with. Oh, they don't sing like I sing. They don't preach like I preach. They don't pray like I pray. They ain't saved. So we purposely avoid some people. And we miss a depth of connection because they don't look like what we want them to look like. Had that been the case between David and Jonathan, look at the lineage and the succession of things that would have been thrown out of balance and out of alignment had they not made that connection. So Jonathan being the son of the king, who David was, but it didn't matter to him that he didn't come from a royal lineage, that he wasn't of the king's court. And then he was not threatened by the fact that David was anointed to be the king, and yet he was the son of the king, so he should have been next in succession to become the king. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to connect with certain people because we're threatened by them. Ooh, who are they? Mm-mm, no, not over here. And that's right. The carnal portion of us. We spiritually blind ourselves to the purpose of God and allow ourselves to miss purpose and destiny because we're looking at the outward appearance or because we're filtering through our prejudice and because of our jealousies, we won't connect with folks.
A question.
Yes. Come a little closer.
I'm here. My question being that, and I just had this conversation with somebody on the infamous Facebook, and the person was talking about how they were at a church and that there were these cliques and that they weren't in the clique and they were just.